And this last feast is the Feast of Tabernacles, or of Booths, spoken of in Leviticus 25:34. Celebration always follows atonement, you know. It's after the Day of Atonement. You know, the Feast of the Tabernacles celebrates God's provision and protection for the people of Israel who wandered for 40 years in the wilderness, you know. So for 7 days of this feast, people live in temporary structures. Nowadays, people go camping. But there was a commandment to live again in booths and shelters made of branches to again remember what it was when they traveled. They didn't have a permanent home. They lived in those things. You know, the Lord is with them in the desert. You know, and in time, that tented temple became known as a tabernacle. It started with that temple they could move, that's a tent of meeting they could move. Later, it was established as a tabernacle. After the tabernacle was torn down, they no longer had one, they established the synagogues, from which we get our church meeting houses and different things, you know. But in that tabernacle feast, Feast of Booths, God celebrates with us, you know, that in his tabernacle, he dwells with us. But he travels with us. He's a part of us. He doesn't travel with us, you know. And that is found fulfillment in Matthew 1:23, when Jesus will be called Emmanuel, meaning God with us. That he put on a temporary tabernacle, a human body, to dwell on this earth and to offer himself as a sacrifice. But he dwelt among us. He was God among us, is what he speaks, you know. So the past always points to the promise of the future. Promise of the future of God, and God fulfilled all of those festivals in his life, in his birth, in his death, in his resurrection, and what he came to do and who he was, you know. So when you think about the feast, think about how we celebrate now. Think about the seven commands that the Israelites were given, a feast to celebrate, and how Christ fulfilled them, completed them. That they're no longer there, but we still remember, we can still celebrate those things. Still celebrate the fact that our sins are forgiven, that the angel of death passes over. Still celebrate the forgiveness of sins, that means, you know. Still celebrate the unleavened bread, that, you know, things will come quickly. But to God, the yeast in our life, he is our sustenance, he is our bread to life. We don't need to make bread that is easy to carry, for he is with us all the time. Celebrate the harvest festivals, the first fruits, the beginnings of the many souls that will come to him. Let us celebrate that. Let us celebrate, you know, the time of Pentecost, the 50 weeks after, you know, when people traditionally bought two unleavened loaves of bread, and how that was fulfilled on the day of Pentecost, as both Jews and Gentiles come to faith. God came for both and fulfilled that and completed that. The Feast of Trumpets, you know, which is a time of rest, where we make a food offering to God, but we simply rest. God also gave us rest. You know, think about the holidays. They should be a time of rest. Often they're not. But somewhere in there, just take time to rest. How Jesus completed that, you know. Completed that rest, you know. And that'll be really completed as we're invited to the Feast of the Lamb, or a rest forever because of Christ. The Day of Atonement, that the scapegoat was turned loose to carry our sins, and Jesus carried them. And Jesus also entered the Holy of Holies, that we no longer had sacrifices. He had been the perfect sacrifice. And celebrate the Feast of the Tabernacles, the booths. Remember what he brought us out of. All the difficulties and things we've been through, that Christ had brought us out of. Keep us ever mindful of that. May God bless us as you come closer to Christmas. May you be strengthened and may you know. We ask this, turn you loose now.